is the Run Your Day podcast with Dan Hafner.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Run Your Day podcast. As always, your host, Dan Hafner here. Very, very excited for this episode today. Today's topic is this. Why does fear exist? As always, I appreciate you all joining. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. All right, my friends. So today, let's take a second here. So last time we talked a little bit about, at least in the last episode, we talked about the 2021 reset, right? Like what we can do, what you can do to start resetting for this year and to actually kind of maybe take a step back, think about yourself, think about, beliefs you have or patterns you have or behaviors you have to actually, you know, contribute to something bigger, not only in your own life, but in the lives of the collective human race, right? So I want to talk today about something that really screws this all up and gets in the way, and that is fear. And I'm not talking about like actual fear-mongering that you see all over TV and all over politics and the government, all that crap. Like I'm talking about the fear that exists in your own freaking head. Like the fear that you have about not fitting in, the fear that you have about what people think of you, the fear that you have about the things that you're doing in your life, the fears of looking like an idiot, like all of the different fears that come up for you, no matter what they are. Like, why do we feel this? Why is it a natural thing for humans to experience this? You know, one, I think it's because, and again, I'm not a you know, certified psychologist. I'm not anything like that. This is me from my personal life experience, right? But I think, this is my theory, I think we all are designed to feel fear because it's just innate in us, right? Like it makes common sense, right? It's just such a big part of our wiring as human beings that when you really, really delve into the psychological makeup and aspect of why we are and why we do the things we do, you really start to see that humans are really a bunch of babies. Like we're a bunch of babies. There are some of us that are, you know, not babies, that can be mentally tough, that can take risks, that can swallow defeat, that can swallow criticism, that can stand there like a man and actually take some stuff. But a lot of us, we've turned into babies. And maybe I'm misspeaking because, you know, we always were babies. You know, like when you think about the natural evolution of things, and I really think that there is a natural tendency in a lot of human beings to just be fearful of things, of and it's not even like being eaten at the watering hole like it used to be back, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. Like it's social fears now. It's like I said before, it's looking bad. It's feeling bad. It's, you know, not looking like you have your shit together in life, you know? And I went through a lot of this myself too. Like when I first started on this entrepreneurial journey, when I started doing this podcast, when I've done a whole lot of things that I've failed at in my life, like, yeah, I was scared shitless. And I thought at the beginning that I was scared because I was going to fail. And that's not what it is. Like failure is never final. You can fail at 100 things in your life and still end up being a success. No one cares about the failures, right? What I was ultimately scared of was losing social status, right? Like that's ingrained in all of us, is to look like we have our things together, like look like we are intelligent. We want to appear intelligent. We want to appear good looking. We want to appear like it's all about appearances. What if you just let those go? You ever think about that? Like seriously, what if you just let go of the thoughts and the feelings you have about what other people might think about you or what other people might view you as? That's deep shit, isn't it? Like seriously, think about, like, if you really sit down and think about how often you do things because you're expected to do them. You know, it's always been that way. We've always done it this way. So-and-so would think less of me if I probably did this thing. Let me tell you something. We're human beings. We have a short memory span. We forget about a lot of shit really quick. Okay? So if you're ever scared about looking stupid or feeling dumb or losing appearances, I got one thing to say to you. Get over yourself. Like, get over yourself. And you know, it... Hey... There's a long way for some people to go. And like I said, it's a mental thing. Like it's all in your head, and really it's all in your heart too. You know, like these are the conversations that you and I have with ourselves every single day, whether you want to admit it or not, right? We're always thinking about, you know, am I doing good enough? Am I doing the right things? We all want to do the right thing, right? But you might not know if that's the right thing to do in the chaos of the moment, right? So how do you actually figure this out? Well, lucky for you, I don't want to say I've figured it out, but I built something that I think is going to really, really help you, okay? Now, there's an app that I built for this podcast. It's called the Run Your Day app, okay? And there's a feature in there that's a chat conversation. It's all done through a chat bot, and it's called a fear conversation. Okay, now this fear conversation is guided and it's strategically built to ask you these questions to help you break these fears that you carry around subconsciously, whether you know about it or whether you don't know about it, right? Put a lot of time and effort into thinking about these questions. And as you answer them, it's just like a text message chain, right? It'll start asking you a question and you answer it. And then it'll ask you another question and then you answer it. You just type it in. You can do it on your desktop. You can do it on your phone. Doesn't matter, right? And you can do it as many times as you want. But the entire point of it is to come out on the other side, having purged that fear, having left it behind, having learned something from it, which is the most important thing. Imagine if you learned and you actually applied what you learned into every single day, every single moment of what you're doing, whatever you're doing, whether you have a business, career, relationship, whatever the hell you're doing, right? So what this does is it actually it just reverses the way you think in your brain. Like it reverses the psychology of why you're stuck in this fear loop all the time. And the only reason I was able to do this and build this was because I was stuck there, and I still find myself stuck there from time to time. And this is where I go. I go to this conversation because this conversation helps me unwind, helps me unscrew up all the thoughts that are just getting in my way of actually being productive or taking action on something, right? And it's truly incredible. Like it's an incredible thing. And I only was able to figure this out after being stuck in this place and so screwed up that like one day just came to me. It just was like, dude, like what is the real story you're telling yourself? Why, like what evidence do you have to prove that this fear you're feeling is actually real? Like I really sat down and thought about this and I was like, you know what? There's no evidence. There's no evidence that this fear I had been carrying around for months, like months, was even remotely real. It was all made up in my freaking head. All of it, every single part of it. And only in that moment was I able to realize, like, okay, like, imagine if we were all able to do that. Like, imagine if you were able to confront a story or a thought, you know, a process of thought in your brain every single day telling you like, hey, you're going to screw this up. Hey, you're not doing this right. Hey, you're being wrong. Hey, you're not doing it. And then you stop and you're like, wait a second. Is that real? Like, is that true? Okay. If it is, what evidence do I have to support this? When you find evidence in yourself, this weird thing happens. You start to reinforce the story you're believing, right? If you actually can find evidence that the fear you're feeling is real, yeah, you kind of have a reason to be like, okay, like, this is a real thing that I need to figure out, right? But if you ask yourself that question, like, what evidence do you have to show that this fear is real? And you're like, shit, nothing. Like, I can't think of anything. Like, there's nothing else anyone can do to prove to you that that fear is not real, right? And what this does is this flips a switch. You can then move forward in your day without having this fear just creeping up in your brain and screwing up everything that you're doing, because it's screwing it up whether you think it is or not. Like, I've been down this road enough times to know that, like, when you have something lodged way back deep there in the reptilian brain that's finding its way up into the front, like, you're not going to be able to be productive. You're not going to be able to move forward until you deal with that. And that is what the fear conversation is about. So if anything that I said today resonates with you, download the app and try it out for yourself. It's completely free. Like, just try it out, see what happens. And I would love to know your feedback. Like, you will come out of that conversation with a different perspective in your mind than when you begin. And if you don't, then you just didn't do it right, because I've tested this hundreds of times already. Like, I didn't just throw this together. This works. This really, really works. So download the app and try it out today. Okay? All right, my friends. So that is all I have for you today. I hope you're still enjoying the show. I hope everything is going well. I'd always would appreciate a review on iTunes. That helps the show get more listens, more downloads, more reach. So if you do have, even if you have a bad review, I don't really care. Just put a review on iTunes, and that would be great. Whether you listen to this on Spotify or wherever, just please leave us a review. Please, please do it, my friend. I don't know why I said it that way. All right. On that note, as always, I appreciate you for joining and listening to the show. I'm rooting for you. Work through your fears. Download the app. Go through the fear conversation. Do it over and over and over and over again. And you, my friend, will start to conquer fear. And next time, I'm going to talk to you about a little bit different of an emotion, a little bit different of a psychological thing called confusion, which is a little bit different. So that's a little bit teaser for the next episode. All right, my friends, that is all I have for you today. As always, download the app. Head over to runyourdaypodcast.com. Leave the show a review. I love you guys. Take it easy. I'll talk to you next time. Dan Hafner signing off. Make it a great rest of your day. Hey, my friend, before you check out from this episode, I have something very awesome to tell you. If you haven't already, you need to download the Run Your Day app right now. It's absolutely amazing and will change your freaking life. It is the official app of this podcast. Now, you might be a regular listener of the show, or maybe you're new to the podcast. And either way, I want you to actually start implementing the things that you hear me talk about on this podcast every single day. I'm going to quote something for you here. Revelation without implementation is simply masturbation, my friend. Yes, I said it. So don't be that guy. Download the Run Your Day app now from either the Apple App Store or Google Play. Or, you know what? Even if you boycott both of those stores for some reason, you can access the same app at app.runyourdaypodcast.com. That's app.runyourdaypodcast.com. No download required. We got guided meditations, self-guided chat journeys, which are super freaking cool. And they actually help you run your day and figure out your mental blocks. So it's something you can't afford to miss out on. So please do yourself a favor, do me a favor, and download the Run Your Day app on your phone and take this experience to the next level. I'll see you there.